familiar sounds, like actor James Stewart in the 1940s.
Have you ever been to Washington, your capital? Been there lately? Well, let me tell you, it's a place of buildings and of boom and bustle, of the fever of emergency, of workers working overtime, of windows lighted late into the night. It's a handsome city, proud of its sturdy name, proud of the men who stopped there and made decisions, proud of its domes and lawns and monuments. Of course, Washington is like some other cities you've seen. It has streetcars, haberdasheries, newsstands, coffee shops, and slums. At busy intersections, there are neon traffic signs, which, when the light's against you, say,
don't walk.
And when the light changes,
walk.
It's a tourist city, which is proper when you think how much of history a busy guide can cover in a day. And when you realize that the District of Columbia belongs to all the people of the states. The tourists know that here their voices have been heard from clear back home. That here their votes are put to work.